Blog Talk Radio.
Is that so perfect? He's the way of the Lord.
To God be the glory. We give God all praise, all glory, and honor on this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day lightly, Lord God, as I come before you, humble myself with a heart of repentance, bound and shall be God. I ask for forgiveness. I've done anything knowingly or unknowingly. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for such a time as this. We fill up every portal, every entry point, every point of access in the name of Jesus, every wormhole, every destination, Lord God, north, east, south, and west, northwest, south, east, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the atmosphere, in the name of Jesus, we seal up, Lord God, every window, in the name of Jesus, every interdimension and dimension right now, in the name of Jesus, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ, and God, all those things that are coming against us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send it back to the sender, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send it back to the devourer of men, in the name of Jesus Christ, the one that walks up and down the earth seeking whom he may devour. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall and will not prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against us shall we have the power to condemn. So I thank you for this time that you're giving us, God, to come together, collectively, and corporately, Lord God, to hear your word in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, I say amen. To God be the glory. This is something that God was just overwhelming me with the word. I shared some of it on my page, and he just began to just endow me with his word, Lord God, to share with the body of Christ. And it just is, it's so much, glory to God. And I'm just going to read what he had me to write down, glory to God. It says, the body of Christ was never intended to operate nor function for the sole purpose of businesses. the offering of goods and services was a requirement that has been around since the days of old, when the people of God took care of those who were less fortunate than themselves. As we look at the body of Christ today, we see mixed and mingled business structure. As we minister to the people, we offer them paid advertisement and propaganda into telling and selling them pipe dreams of prosperity teachings filled with years' work of life coaching, coaching you to become wealthy, not telling you that your soul is in trouble and you must repent, thus says the Lord God. As you call yourselves men and women of the Most High God, walking around with titles that was given to you by God, not by man, with the intentions on leading his people to Christ, getting this, there's some of you all that you walk with a title that's not your own. That means you have taken someone else's title that God intended for somebody else. Why? Because pride, greed, and vanity became your God. And a lot of leaders are walking around with a title that does not belong to them, and it belongs to somebody else that's sitting in a congregation or sitting amongst the ministry. Glory to God. But because you refuse to let them go and do what God has called them to do, you took on their title for yourself. Glory to God, because of pride, greed, envy, and vanity. The body of Christ should be, and so supposed to be, one body, many members, but it turned into many bodies and many members because no one is serving the same God. How is it possible that all of us are serving the same God? How can this be? If we continue to walk the path of religion with pipe dreams and false advertisement along with propaganda. Not too many are teaching salvation, deliverance, repentance. Some are scared to read the book of Revelation. Others are casting their pearls to swine and even giving their scraps to the dogs. Why is it that holiness is a taboo subject no one wants to touch on or talk about? And we all take everything. At one point, I did. So I can say my truth. At one point, I did. We all take Paul's letters because they were not, they were, you know, his everything that Paul wrote, every book that we read pertaining to Paul are letters. They ain't nothing but letters. And we took everything that Paul wrote to the churches, to the Church of Corinthians, to the people. We take it out of content to justify our own personal beliefs. The word of God says, study thyself to show thyself approval unto God, not unto man. There are many in the body of Christ that are walking around with a watered-down tongue and a sugar-coated mindset. See, let me tell you this. God told me, he said, John the Baptist was in the wilderness. They thought he was a wild man living off the land when he only committed himself to God. John the Baptist had a purpose, and his purpose was to prepare the people for the coming of the one whose shoes he was not worthy to wear. He was a wild man living off the land, and he committed himself unto God. And he set himself apart from the world, and he lived upright before God. He had to die to his flesh to become the repairer of the breach, to pave the way for the one whose shoes he was not worthy to wear. He taught repentance, forgiveness, and baptized with water, washing away the old man, so once you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to embrace the new man, the new you. See, people, God, the Lord is on his way back. He's not coming as before, when he said, let us make man out of our own image, out of our own likeness. No, he's not coming the way he came before when he came to a virgin named Mary. No, some say he's coming back like a thief in the night, and some verse says a cloud. Revelation 16:15, and the English Standard Version, it says, behold, I'm coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake, keeping his garments on, that he may not go about naked and be seen exposed. Revelations 1 and 7, behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes, nations of the earth will mourn over him, realizing their sin and guilt, and accepting the coming wrath. So it is to be. Amen. People of God, with all the things that's taking place in this world, in this land, God is not, he said he's coming back for the church. That means us, not a building without spot or wrinkle. And if the Lord was to come today, right now, at this minute, we will. Some of us will go, some of us will stay behind. And the ultimate question comes down to it, when the Son of Man comes back, will you be left behind? Will you be found, glory to God, doing the work of the Lord? Will you be found, glory to God, with a spot or a wrinkle in this hour? God had quickened my spirit, and he said, if we say we are the repair of the breach, then we ought to repair the breach because it is surely broken, glory to God. There are broken women, broken men that are walking this earth. People are searching. They are crying out for God, glory to God. They're crying out for Jesus, but we are not repairing the breach, glory to God. We're not repairing the foundation, glory to God, that God has given us to lay down in this land, in this earth, glory to God. He said, if my people who are called by my name, his name, will humble themselves, glory to God, and we can't even humble ourselves because we walk around with a sugar-coated tongue and a sugar-coated mindset and a watered-down tongue, glory to God, because we continue to preach propaganda to the people, glory to God. They're not our people. They belong to God. The people inside the building and the people outside the building, they belong to God. And we continue to coach them on prosperity, telling them this is the way to get rich. You can get this and you can get that. But separating, hey, you know what? If you continue to do what you do, you're going to hell. Nobody wants to preach hell and hellfire. Nobody wants to talk about holiness. Nobody wants to talk about God is an excellent God, and he expects us to be excellent. Nobody wants to talk about present your body as a living sacrifice unto God. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about, you know, forgiveness. Glory to God. If you continue to walk in forgiveness, you continue to resent your sisters and brothers. Nobody wants to talk about that. But we want to put people in different categories in the body of Christ. God is taking note every day, every hour, every minute, every second. He's watching us. He's watching out every move, glory to God. He's watching out every single move, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ. He has no respect to God, glory to God. He don't love you more than he loved the next, glory to God. He loves all the same. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere, even in the midst of your sin, glory to God. Even in the midst of what you did today, God saw what you did today, glory to God. Even in the midst of you talking on the phone about somebody, God heard every conversation that you said about that sister, glory to God, or that brother, or that married couple, glory to God. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. Let's tell the truth. Don't say, tell the truth, shame the devil, because the devil, the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, as his name was up in heaven, Lucifer, he already know he's ashamed. Glory to God. If you say you're the repair of the breach, get up and repair the breach because something is broken. Glory to God. Something is broken in the body of Christ. And as we continue to sit with a religious mindset, glory to God, in the old traditional ways, glory to God, we ain't never going to get nowhere. We continue to straddle along, glory to God, and be in the same place this time next year, singing the same old song, doing the same old thing, praise and worship the same way, doing praise dancing the same old way, glory to God. stomping and flipping and jumping and shouting hallelujah to the same old thing when God has said it is not there. I am nowhere to be found because God is the only one I know who will fire you and still let you do the work. We don't want to be turned over to a reprobate mindset. Glory to God. I know I don't want to return over to a reprobate mindset. You know what the word reprobate means? Look it up. Glory to God. And I guarantee you are not one that wants to be reprobated by God. Glory to God. See, the Holy Spirit is your comforter. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit will teach you change. Glory to God. If you are a leader, glory to God, don't take it lightly that God is dealing with you in this hour. Glory to God. If you are a leader, glory to God, it doesn't matter if you don't have no members. Glory to God, don't worry about it. Glory to God. If you are a leader, let me tell you something. God is surely dealing with you pertaining to his word, pertaining to the vision that he's given unto you. We must stand on his word. We must prepare the breach because it's broken. Glory to God. We must get up the foundation, gather up the pieces of the foundation and begin to put them back in place. Glory to God. We must go and do the work of the Lord by any means necessary. Glory to God. And you can't do it with a sugar-coated mindset and a watered-down tongue. Glory to God. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Glory to God. The Messiah. Glory to God. Tell his truth. Glory to God. Don't tell the devil's truth, but tell the truth of the Messiah, the one that's coming. Glory to God. That's soon to come. Glory to God. He said, pay attention to the signs, and the signs are all around about us. Glory to God. There are storms in diverse places. Glory to God. Have you ever noticed what's taking place over California? Never took place before. Snowstorms. They ain't never had no snowstorm before. Glory to God. Hurricanes, tornadoes. Glory to God. Just popping up out of nowhere. God is surely to come. Glory to God. What are you doing to prepare the people? Glory to God. Are you continuing to teach religion? Because religion is not in it. Religion is a division, a divide and conquer. Glory to God. I said a couple of weeks ago, we live in a dog-eat-dog world, and we sure do. We live in a dog-eat-dog world. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. It's divide and conquer, because that's what religion is doing. It's divide and conquer us. Glory to God. You got one side believe this, the next side believe this. Let me tell you something. God will take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Glory to God. He will take something foolish to confound you. That's what he said. Glory to God. Let me read the scripture since nobody don't believe me. Glory to God, because I've seen it done. Glory to God. Oh, my Jesus. He said, 1 Corinthians 1:27, but God has selected for his purpose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise, revealing their ignorance. Why? Because some of us in a body of Christ is just ignorant as we want to be. Let's tell the truth. A lot of us are ignorant. So he got to do something to confound you because you think you're wise, but you're ignorant. And God has selected for his purpose the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, revealing their fertility. God is not playing in this hour. He's not playing in this hour. He's not playing. People are leaving left and right, dying of natural causes. People are being murdered. Children are being murdered. People are being kidnapped. You see what's going on in Mexico? When people go to Mexico, what happened? I think it's Mexico. I'm not sure. They're being kidnapped. Americans, let's say, put it like that, Americans are being kidnapped. Even recently today, an American couple that was kidnapped in Haiti was just released today because I guess they paid whoever they was held captive on a a ransom, and I guess they released them today because whoever captured them got their money. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. You don't have to go and throw a Bible upside their head or beat them down with the word. Be a witness for Christ, because that's what you are. You can go minister to a person and allow the Holy Spirit to show up in the conversation, because people need the Lord. What they don't need is a religious mindset. People need to be taught about a relationship with Christ, with God, the Messiah, the Shua HaMashiach, the I Am That I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, my provider, your provider. People need to be taught about the relationship, not about the religion, because Jesus didn't belong to, even though he was Jewish and he followed the customs, he wasn't a part of what they was doing in the synagogue, because the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were trying to be seen. They was all out in the open and praying and doing whatever they wanted to do. They didn't even recognize that Jesus was the one that they talked about in the Old Testament. They couldn't even see. They were blinded by their own mindset, their own perspective, by their own thinking. And they called Jesus the son of Satan. They couldn't even see that he was the king, the coming king, the Messiah. And when they finally saw it, it was too late, because he was gone. But he came back. God is calling us to get out this religion, just to step away from religion. A lot of us think what worked 10, 15 years ago is not going to work no more, because we're in a different era, a different time, a different season. And things change season from season, day to day. We have to adapt with the change. When God changes, we have to change. When the seasons change, you have to change along with the season. When God said this must be done, that must be done. Why? Because God can't put something new in the old wineskin. So when every season changes, that means you got to peel away all your old man and then begin to embrace the new man. When every atmosphere shifts the way God needs it to shift, you need to shift your mindset and peel away the old mindset, the old way you think and you perceive things and articulate things, to embrace what God is doing now, not embrace what he's doing tomorrow. But he said we live for today. We live for the present, which is right now. Yes, we live for and we believe and we hope for tomorrow, but we don't need to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has already taken care of itself. That's already taken care of. God already done what he needed to do. While we are here today, God went into Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he set up things along the way for us, for you, for your family. So you don't have to worry about what's going to take place on the Sabbath, because God already did what he needed to do. It's when you do what you need to do. Do what God is calling you to do in this hour. Come out of the cave. As you notice, that brook dried up. So there's no more water at the brook. So why are you still waiting at the brook? The bird has stopped coming, feeding you bread and water. So why are you still waiting for the bread and water to come? God has already gave you the next assignment, so move on. Move on, Elijah, to your next assignment. Come out the cave, because there's nothing in the cave. Gideon only needed 300 men. How many people do you need to walk with you? God said you only need about two or three. So why do you want to carry a posse? God said, if he sends you, will you go? He's already done what he needed to do for you. He said he wanted to send you, but where you go? You don't need to take nobody, but you got to go by yourself. And when you get to the place of destination where God is sending you, God has already set somebody up to meet you at that destination. You don't need a posse. You don't need 10 armor bearers. You don't need 2 armor bearers. Sometimes God will send you by yourself. Don't believe in a hoopla and a hoopla and everything that you see, because everything that you see, it ain't really what you see, because things are being made up. The enemy is really making stuff up to make things to believe and make you think that it is what it is, but God said it's not what it is. Don't get found with those that God has turned over to a reprobate. Allow God to continue to deal with you. Allow him to continue to minister to you, to break down his word more and more each day. Not break down what he does for you, but break down his word, the things that he is doing for you right now, through you, for you, and around you. Glory to God. God said he's the coming Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let him rescue you in this hour. Let him rescue you in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Hallelujah.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.